This is Archer of ArcherRadio.com. Today is Monday, October 30th, 2006. And yes, I'm playing classical music again, because I'm loving classical music right now. And the reason I'm playing this music is because it's, well, this is Vivaldi's Four Seasons, the Four Seasons, I should say, and it's done by the Israeli Philharmonic Orchestra and Itzhak Perlman. And I just love Vivaldi and the Four Seasons. I'm sure there are plenty of others out there who do as well. But I chose it for a reason, because this weekend, the boyfriend and I did a couple things that were totally fall-related. And you're currently hearing the Autumn Movement 1, Allegro, I believe. Anyway, is that too loud or too soft? I don't know. But it'll go in and out. Anyway, to start off what maybe really be like fall kind of in the mood for this kind of music was today, the boyfriend and I went to drove out to the country. I call it the country, but it was only 40 minutes away, to a brand new winery called Winery at LaGrange. And, you know, besides having a great time, and this is a big old house in the country and stuff, the point that made me think of fall and this music was that as we were driving out there, you literally get off the highway and you get right onto an old country road. And, of course, lining the old country road are these great fall trees. We saw so many fall colors. And, of course, I was playing classical music in the car as we were driving. And it just made me think, you know, this is exactly what I like about fall, the hearing this music and being able to... it was a bright, sunny day. You could see the colors of the trees. The mountains were in the background. It was absolutely beautiful. And we saw all kinds of colors, you know, the oranges, the yellows, the like deep burgundy reds, and, of course, brown. But it was absolutely gorgeous driving out there today. I loved it so much. Fall, as I've said before, is my favorite season, I've decided. So what I decided to do was, for today's podcast, I did a little research right before I started recording on iTunes, and purchased and downloaded the Four Seasons by Vivaldi, and decided I would play the Autumn. Well, I'll play them, well, as many as will go during this podcast, but play a little bit of the Autumn one, because that's where we are in. So let's just listen to a little bit of this. I really like it. Isn't that beautiful? I absolutely love that music. That's the part right there that everybody knows, I'm sure, and can identify with it. But this music also reminds me of the movie, The Four Seasons, that was done in the late 70s, maybe early 80s, with Alan Alda, Carol Burnett, Rita Moreno. Oh, God, I can't think of all the other people. But I can, when I hear the music, it makes me think of the scene. Or I guess it's the winter part that I think of, when they're running through the snow and the Mercedes Benz goes into the lake and submerges. Anyway, that's just something that the music triggered, the memory that the music triggered. What else did we do this weekend? Well, let me go back to Friday then. On Friday night, I drove to the boyfriend's house, and it took me an hour and 10 minutes to get to his house. And that drives me nuts. You know, he only lives about 20 minutes away when there's no traffic and you have green lights. It's about 20 minutes. I think my record is making it there in like 22 minutes. But Friday night, you might remember, well, I don't know if you had the weather we had, but we had very high winds and pouring down rain, and it was just terrible. So, of course, that always makes the traffic really much worse. And I knew it was going to be bad when I turned off of the neighborhood streets onto a main road, and it was backed up already. So I was like, oh, shit. So I called the boyfriend on the telephone and said, I am sitting here in traffic listening to podcasts, so you'll have to just put the, because he was cooking some dinner, and actually we had plans to go to a wine tasting. But anyway, he said, that's fine, no problem. He hadn't started yet, so I was lucky there. After the hour and 10-minute drive, I got to his house, and we instantly turned around and left, and we went to our favorite wine store, because on Friday nights they have tastings there, and I'm sure I've mentioned this before. And so we went there for a tasting, because they close at 9, so we had to get there, you know, pretty quickly. So we went to the wine store, and we tasted a really good French Chardonnay, which is, I guess, I know, I'm sure there's a different name for it in France, but I went ahead and bought a bottle of it, and I went ahead and bought a bottle of our favorite Pinot Bianco by Alois Lagerer, which is, I believe, Italian. So, and we tasted some really nice wines. The boyfriend bought a $30 bottle of wine that had been marked down from $70, so he got a good buy. He would not pay $70 for a bottle of wine, believe me. I know that. And he was eyeing this $50 bottle of wine from France that was 80% Cabernet Sauvignon and 20% Merlot. So, and he kept like picking the bottle up and then putting it down and picking it up, and couldn't decide if he was going to buy it or not, and just decided he would go with a different one. So he bought this, I believe, I want to say Portuguese wine that has Touriga and Mavedra. Those are two different grapes in them. Well, there was four grapes in them, but I don't remember what the other two were. Anyway, so we had a nice time tasting wine there and buying some bottles of wine. And then, I hope that's not too loud. Well, you'll just have to turn it down. I don't know. I'm going to leave it right there. Anyway, so we came back to his house, and he quickly cooked some dinner for me. We had delicious fish, and we had it with an Albarino for dinner, so that was fun. And then we just kind of relaxed the rest of the evening before we went to bed. And Saturday was actually the big day. Well, I shouldn't say the big day, it was the big evening, because this was the last weekend before Halloween. And as you have heard on other podcasts, Halloween is like gay Christmas. So it's the night to go out to parties and to bars and stuff, I guess. Although, you know, we're not bar people, so we didn't go to a bar, but we did go to a Halloween party, but it was not a gay Halloween party. This was actually very straight, but we went to a winery, of course, in Hillsboro, called Hillsboro Winery, or Hillsboro Vineyards, I'm not sure what the exact name is. But anyway, you might remember from last year, it's the same, we went to the same Halloween party, and believe it or not, we wore the exact same costumes. And you heard on Friday's show that I was telling Homer that the boyfriend was going as an Olympic equestrian. Well, I was totally wrong. He went as the same thing he went last year, as the prince from medieval times, I guess. I don't know how he described it, but he was not an equestrian. Where I got the equestrian idea was that he was going to wear his riding pants, his horseback riding pants, and then change once we got there, and because we were going to go into another winery beforehand. And so his idea was to wear the riding pants, and for some reason that got stuck in my head, and I thought he was going to be an equestrian. So I totally got it wrong. So I apologize, Mr. Boyfriend, because he actually said to me on Friday night, he goes, why did you tell everybody I was going as an equestrian? I'm like, well, because that's what I was thinking, because you said you're going to wear your riding pants. So anyway, we went with another couple who we recently did a Cabernet tasting with, who invited us to their house. Not a gay couple, straight couple. The same people who we had over for the boyfriend's dinner party, I think, 2 weeks ago. Because they're wine aficionados, too, and the guy has a wine website that post, you know, about different wine stuff. And that's actually how we met them, was through the wine websites, because he frequents ours and we frequent his and so forth. So we connected that way. And anyway, so they hadn't been to a dress-up Halloween party before, which was strange because they're not the youngest people. Well, they're not old either. I shouldn't say that. But they're actually, the guy is younger than we are and the girl is older than we are. So, but I can't believe they had never been to a costume party before. So they were like, couldn't decide what they were going to wear, couldn't decide what outfits, you know, costumes they were going to wear. And she finally decided to go as just a simple witch. And the guy went as, actually, I really don't know what he is. He was like a phantom, not the Phantom of the Opera, because he couldn't find the mask, but he was some kind of phantom. I think he was saying that he was the Phantom of Phantom of Motown, because he was a black guy. It was kind of funny. But anyway, so we had a really good time. We actually both arrived at the exact same time. We got a table, and the setup was a little different this year. Last year, they had a big tent in front of the winery, and they had a dance floor and a DJ, and there were a lot more seating, much more seating area. Well, this year, they did it all inside the tasting room area and this little room that's off there, so it was a little crowded. But there were less people, and there were definitely less drunk people, because you know we don't go to parties to get drunk, but there are obviously younger people who go to parties to get drunk. And last year there were definitely drunk people, but this year it was very I won't say sedate, but there were not the drunk people getting crazy like they were last year. But we got a bottle of wine and had some nibbles, and then they brought out the food, and everyone got their plates of food. It was really, really well done. It was catered, and they had a dance floor. Well, I guess I can't say they had a dance floor, but they used the area right in front of the tasting bar as a dance floor. And there goes the music again. Love it, love it, love it. They had a DJ there playing music, and he played all kinds of music, lots of different, everything from dance to smooth jazz to some classics. Just all kinds of stuff, and we enjoyed it. Now, the boyfriend did drag me out on the dance floor, believe it or not. I was dancing with the boyfriend at a straight Halloween party. but we were kind of dancing with the couple we were with, so it was, you know, kind of like a group dance, which is fine. But I really do not dance. I barely moved my body nor my feet. So the boyfriend kept saying, come on, dance. And he was, you know, moving all around. I took pictures of him moving around and stuff. It was fun, but I'm just not a dancer, you know, so... anyway, so that went on for a couple hours, and we had a really good time, and then came home, and it's about almost an hour out to there, but we looked for hotels all over the place, like in the past 2 weeks, trying to find a place to stay, but there just aren't any hotels near this winery, so we just said that, you know, we'll just drive home, and that I would be the driver, therefore I would not drink very much, so I only had like 3 glasses of wine over, I don't know, 4 or 5 hours or something like that, I guess. So I was extremely sober and had no problem driving home. The boyfriend, on the other hand, was just a little... No, not really. I shouldn't say that. He wasn't tipsy at all. But we were dead tired when we came home. And then we remembered that it was daylight savings time or whatever that is. Are we going into daylight savings time, or we just went out of daylight savings time? I don't remember. In any case, we had to turn the clocks back. So we went back an hour, so we actually gained an hour. So we ended up, instead of going to bed at midnight, we actually went to bed at 11 o'clock and had plenty of time to sleep. And the boyfriend did sleep, because he slept about 9.5 hours last night. And I think I slept, probably 8, 7.5, 8, something like that. And then, of course, as I mentioned, we went to the winery today and got to see those beautiful fall colors. I don't know if anybody else enjoys the fall colors as much as I do, but... this year, for some reason, the colors are absolutely beautiful. We were talking about this today when we were driving in the car and you know, mentioning how nice the colors are this year. And we were remembering back to last year when the colors were so muted, and we were trying to figure out what it was. And then I told him that, where we were talking about, we were just discussing it, really. And I said that there was this book I read just recently that says when you have cool, crisp nights and bright, sunny days with less water, less, you know, rain, you have really bright colors. Well, pretty much that's the way our October has been lately. So that's why that accounts for the really gorgeous fall colors that we're seeing. So anyway, I'm just really enjoying the fall colors. I'm going to hate to see them go. But some of the trees are already starting to lose, you know, the majority of the leaves. So it'll be sad to see them go. But of course, the whole fall thing, I mean, fall just, you know, it's like the beginning of all the winter holidays. You've got, you know, the Halloween, and then you've got Thanksgiving, and then you've got Christmas and New Year's. And it's just like this month after month of celebrating and, you know, just great weather and beautiful views and everything. I don't know. I just love it. Love it, love it, love it, love it. I think Sarah Davis and Rob Lindley should do a show, How Much Do We Love Fall? But I don't think they will. And I know we did this discussion of fall last week with Remarkably Mark and decorating and stuff. Oh, and speaking of that, the mums that I bought and the boyfriend I bought a couple weeks ago, oh, mine are absolutely gorgeous. They have all bloomed. There's this like big bubble of mums. I have two of them. I had them on the balcony, but the nights were getting kind of cool, and they got blown over one day by the wind. So I brought them inside, and they have really come out. I mean, huge, huge blossoms. And the color that I chose, I think I told you this on the earlier podcast, I chose the rust color, like the orangey rust color with the yellow centers. Oh, they are absolutely gorgeous. I am absolutely loving them. All right, enough about fall. You already know that I love it, and I've talked enough about it. Let's just talk about a couple other things before. Oh, and tomorrow for Halloween is the Halloween show. I'm saying the Halloween show. I don't even know what I'll talk about, but tomorrow I will talk about Halloween stuff. You know, like movies, traditions, favorite candy, costumes that I've had in the past, stuff like that. So look forward to that tomorrow. But I heard on the CBS, well, actually I heard it Friday night on the news, and then the CBS Sunday morning show had this little segment about the end of the Ford Taurus. Does anybody remember the Ford Taurus? It came out in 1986. And so it's had 20 years, I guess, or it was model year 86, that would mean 85. So 21 years of the Ford Taurus, and Ford let it die because they didn't do any updating. And that was sad because I really liked the Ford Taurus. It probably would have been my old man car that I would have bought, but it's no longer. On Friday, the last one rolled off the assembly line. And here's the kicker. Guess who the very last Ford Taurus went to? Well, actually, I don't know his name, but the guy who owns Chick-fil-A got the very last Ford Taurus. As it turns out, there was Chick-fil-A across the street from the plant that produced the Ford Taurus, and so many people from the from the plant would go over there for lunch and stuff, and they had a really good relationship with them, and they the guy decided he would buy the very last Taurus, so they set it up so that he would get the very last one. And he says he's going to put it in his car museum right next to his Model T. Obviously he's a big Ford fan. Well, you might remember the discussion on one of the discussions where Mark, and I think it was the gang, one of the gang ones, we were talking about Chick-fil-A and how they're not open on Sundays because of their religious beliefs. And that just made me think of that today when I heard that the final Ford Taurus is going to the guy who owns Chick-fil-A. I thought that was funny. Nobody else may find it funny, but I found it funny. Well, I guess that's not really funny. The other thing about the Ford Taurus is my very first boyfriend who I had a relationship with 20 years ago, he bought one of the very first Ford Tauruses in 1985 when they first came out, and I met him in 86 and he was driving this Ford Taurus. So that made me think of that too. So there's a little bit of history with the Ford Taurus. I never owned one, and actually nobody in my family owned a Ford Taurus either. I shouldn't say that. My sister had a Ford Taurus from work, so I guess it was a company car. Anyway, I'm sad to see the Ford Taurus go, and sad to see that Ford totally fucked up that car. They could have, you know, kept it going by, you know, updating it and stuff like that, because obviously it was updated for 21 years. Why didn't they? It's seen very few improvements over, like, the last 3 to 4 years. And this last incarnation of the Taurus, I actually liked. The one before that I did not like, but this one I did like, so. As I said, I probably would have bought one as an old man, but it's not going to happen because they're no longer. And believe me, I won't buy a used one. I don't buy used cars. I know some people do, but I just don't buy used cars. I like to buy brand new. like my new Honda Civic Hybrid. Now, is that too loud? Oh, we've already moved it. We went through all the way through autumn and winter, and now we're into spring of the Four Seasons Vivaldi. That's so nice. I like that. I was going to mention that I have gotten back to selling my artwork on eBay. For those of you who are relatively new and probably don't know this, I photograph naked men. I haven't done it in a while. And then turn the photographs into artwork and then sell the artwork on eBay to help supplement my income because I'm a teacher and I make no money. But I had gotten away from doing it for like 3 months, and then just this past week I went ahead and posted some, and four out of five pictures sold, so I was very pleased with that. Not for very much money, but they did sell. So, and then I went ahead and set up five more pieces on eBay, and three of them right now have bids. So if you are looking to buy some beautiful all-male artwork, they're like sepia toned, and they have like they're made to look a little bit antique. So if you're interested at all, go to eBay and search for Art by Archer, and you will see the work that I do there, and you can bid on it. You know, I would love it if some of my listeners had purchased my artwork. That would be cool. So I'm back to doing that, and now I know I've talked about this awful lot, but my kitchen renovation is starting. I'm starting to get a little stressed about it because the stove still has not sold, and I talked to the kitchen designer, and she said the cabinets will probably be in about a week. So that means I have to start tearing my kitchen apart. Well, not me, but emptying out all the cabinets and boxing up all the stuff. And I am just not ready to do that. I don't have everything. I mean, I've got like 10 boxes from work, and kind of have the plan of how I'm going to do it, but I have to move the refrigerator and all this kind of stuff. So I'm going to be very, very busy in the next couple of weeks. And at first I was thinking, oh my God, I'm not going to be able to do any podcasting because I've got so much work to do. But I will do my best to get, you know, well, plus I like to give you updates on stuff. So the kitchen will be moving along in no time. Now, the last thing I want to talk about is my DVR. I don't know if I talked about this, but, you know, I had in my condo. God, is that too loud? I can't tell. But in my condo, I have TVs like almost in every room. I have one in my bedroom, one in the den or computer room, and one in the living room. And I have a tiny one in my kitchen. And they all have cable boxes except for the one in the kitchen because I only watch the local news in the morning anyway. So the antenna does a fine job of bringing in the show. Anyway, in the living room, I had a regular old cable box, but I haven't watched TV in there for probably, God, I don't know how long. And when the boyfriend comes over, if we're going to watch a DVD, you don't need the cable box to watch a DVD. I've got the Bose home theater, whatever the hell it's called, home entertainment thing, whatever. So I decided to help further reduce my monthly cable bill, get rid of that cable box, and go ahead and cancel HBO and the movie tier. Now, did I already talk about this? I don't remember. So anyway, last week I called and canceled it, and I returned the box last week one day. So now I have no cable in the living room, which is fine because, as I said, I don't watch in there. But that made me think, excuse me, that actually made me think for just a second, oh, do I want to get another DVR with, you know, more hours on it for recording? But I decided not to. But thinking about the DVR, Sunday evening I had the DVR really cranked up because I had so much stuff recording on it. Of course, The Amazing Race, Desperate Housewives, God, and I don't even remember what all I had on there. The History of Halloween. I know I've talked about this before. I like to watch on the History Channel. They show, like, at Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, certain holidays, they show these little documentaries about the history of these holidays and how they came about and so forth. So I've got the History of Halloween loaded up on there, and I've also got, thanks to Rob Lindley over at the Daily Purge, Grey Gardens. Now, I've heard so much about him talking about this movie, Grey Gardens, that, you know, he saw the show on Broadway or whatever. So it played last night, I should say, on the Turner Classic Movie Channel. So I recorded that, and I haven't watched it yet, but I will watch it. So the DVR had like 10 to 12 hours of stuff just on Sunday night to record. So I have lots of TV to watch in the next couple days. And of course, I will give a little report on Grey Gardens once I have seen it. Oh my gosh, now we're going on, what are we up to, like 25 minutes? Very close. Actually, we are past it. So I'm going to end this and tune in tomorrow for the Halloween episode. Oh, you know what? I want to do one really quick. I keep calling it a Halloween episode, but it's not. I'm just going to talk about Halloween. I wanted to see if what the comments were on Archer Radio. Halloween Homer, Mike Hip, talked about how people can't, why people don't like peanut butter cups. That's just not natural. And John Q loves Homer, and Lane O loves Homer. On my tag, the show called Tag, Homer and Michael left a comment. Enjoy Fall, the last week's episode with Mark. He put his websites on there because I totally forgot to put, actually Mike Hip did it for us. Thank you, Mike Hip. Putting the links to Remarkably Mark and The Gilded Fork. And Chuck loved it too. Now, I'm not sure. Am I familiar with Chuck? Oh, no, he's a listener, yeah. He said, I love the show, but can't seem to find Mark's website. And then Mike Hip left the links there. Anyway, thanks for all the comments. I got to wrap this up. So let's listen to a little bit more of. We're already into spring on the Vivaldi. And this one's very familiar. Let's listen to a couple minutes of this, and then that will be it. So, until next time, boys and girls, bye.
Archer.